Israeli forces have once again stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem Al-Quds and clashed with Palestinian worshippers there. Israel's recent crackdown on Palestinian worshippers is seen by many as an attempt to Judaize the city.
There seems to be no end in sight to Israeli provocations at Islam's third holiest site in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Israeli forces have once again raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, injuring more than three dozen Palestinians. Doctors and emergency services who rushed to the scene to help the injured were also beaten up and arrested. Tension is boiling since Sunday after Israeli forces violently attacked Al-Aqsa. Dozens of Palestinians have also been detained since then. On Tuesday, another Palestinian suffered injuries in clashes with Israeli forces in the Qalandia neighborhood in the West Bank city of Ramallah. The UN envoy to the Middle East has already warned that tensions could potentially spiral out of control. The Al-Aqsa Mosque, located in the Old City of Jerusalem, next to the Dome of the Rock, is a common flashpoint in the Palestine-Israel conflict. In recent months, Israeli forces and settlers have also stepped up their attacks on the mosque, which has led to violent confrontations between the two sides. Meanwhile, Israel has beefed up its military presence in the occupied territory. The deployment followed a security cabinet meeting convened by the Israeli prime minister. During the meeting, Benjamin Netanyahu also announced tougher penalties against stone-throwing Palestinians. The latest Israeli crackdown on the Palestinians and the desecration of Al-Aqsa has provoked angry international reactions. Iran has condemned the Israeli raids as a brazen insult to Muslim sanctities. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram said Tel Aviv's segregation rules as well as restrictions on Muslim pilgrims are in blatant violations of international law. Afram voiced Iran's readiness to join other members of the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation in an emergency meeting to discuss measures regarding the Israeli violations. The Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa Mosque also led to criticism from the U.S., the EU, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Jordan also denounced the Israeli actions, saying they amount to aggression against Arab and Muslim nations. Meanwhile, Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat has said that Palestinians will not allow Israel's plans for Al-Aqsa to succeed.